Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at CommSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas in terms of upcoming economic and financial market events for the week beginning September 26. In the coming week, retail trade, job vacancies and housing-related data dominate the Aussie economic calendar as we begin October and enter the final quarter of 2021. The week kicks off on Tuesday when ANZ and Roy Morgan jointly released the weekly consumer confidence survey. Confidence has stabilised in recent weeks and in fact hit its highest level in 9 weeks in the previous week. All eyes will be on sentiment in Victoria as the government details its roadmap out of lockdowns. Also on Tuesday, the Bureau of Statistics issues retail trade data for August. The Delta variant outbreak in Australia's southeast has tightened its grip on the retail sector. In July, retail spending fell by 2.7%, the biggest fall in 7 months. Retail sales remain above pre-pandemic levels and vaccination progress should enable an easing in lockdowns in October or November. That said, Commonwealth Bank Group economists expect retail spending to fall 2% in August. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics issues data on engineering construction activity for the June quarter with a focus on public transport-related infrastructure projects. On Thursday, they return with an update on job vacancies for the 3 months to August. Vacancies hit record highs in May 2021 and were 57% higher than February 2020 prior to the start of the pandemic. But of course, job ads are likely to fall in the 3 months to August due to extended lockdowns in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. Also on Thursday, the Reserve Bank issues the private sector credit or loans outstanding data for August. Commonwealth Bank Group economists expecting private sector credit to jump 0.5% in August, supported by a continuing lift in housing credit. Also on Thursday, the ABS releases building approvals data. Council approvals to build new homes fell by 8.6% in July, and a fifth successive monthly decline of around 6.5% is expected by Commonwealth Bank Group economists in August as home builder stimulus wanes. On Friday, CoreLogic issues the Home Value Index, with national home prices expected to lift by around 1.5% in September, and both the AI Group and IHS Market release purchasing manager indexes for the manufacturing sector. And rounding out a busy week on Friday, the Bureau of Statistics returns with the latest lending indicators publication containing data on new housing, personal and business loans. CBA Group economists expect the value of new home lending to decrease by 3% in August. In the coming week overseas, investor attention will be firmly focused on China's factory and services sector PMIs. In the US, personal income and spending data is issued with the US Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure. On Monday in the United States, the Dallas Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index for September is scheduled and is expected to edge higher from 9 to 11 points. And also, one of the best indicators of business investment, durable goods orders data, are released as well. The level of orders outpaced shipments in July, with solid equipment spending boding well for overall September quarter business investment, provided firms can manage supply chain bottlenecks. Orders could lift by a further 0.6% in August. On Tuesday in China, industrial profits data is issued for August, and we're expecting to see annual profit growth of 45%. On Tuesday in the United States, the weekly Johnson Red Book data on chain store sales is issued with the advanced goods trade balance, wholesale inventories, and Richmond Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index. And two key measures of home prices, the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller and Federal Housing Finance Agency House Price Indexes, are both issued for July. Over the year to June, US home prices have surged by 19 to 20%. And in July, we're expecting both of those indexes to lift by around 1.5%. Also on Tuesday, the Conference Board survey of consumers will be a primary focus for investors after the index dropped sharply in August to 113.8 points, the lowest level since February. While it was a troubling signal for the US economy heading into the back end of 2021, the weak outcome was mostly likely the result of Delta virus fears rather than cooling labour market conditions. Sentiment has tipped to edge higher to 115 points in September. On Wednesday, the weekly data on US mortgage applications from the Mortgage Bankers Association is scheduled, with pending home sales figures for August. Economists expect sales to increase by 1%. On Thursday in China, all eyes will be on the National Bureau of Statistics when it releases the manufacturing and services PMIs, with Caixin issuing its private sector focus factory index for September as well. In August, China's official PMI showed manufacturing expanding, but the services sector fell deep into contraction as government restrictions were imposed to counter the Nanjing province Delta virus outbreak. In September, we're expecting to see the NBS manufacturing PMI lift from 50.1 to 51, so a stronger expansion, and the services sector to expand at 50 points, up from 47.5 points. On Thursday in the United States, the weekly data on new claims for unemployment benefits are issued. We did see a surprise 16,000 increase last week, and the Shark Cargo PMI and final estimate of US economic GDP growth for June quarter is issued. GDP could grow at a 6.8% annual rate in the June quarter. On Friday, it's the turn of both market and the Institute of Supply Management to issue PMIs covering manufacturing. The ISM Manufacturing Index could ease from 59.9 to 59.7 in September. Also on Friday, August personal spending and income figures are issued, with personal consumption expenditure measures of prices in the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. We're expecting spending to lift 0.6% in August, with income up 0.2%, but most attention will be on the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, the PCE deflator, and that could lift by 0.3% to 3.6% year on year. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.